You're now tuned into the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
I'm Kurt.
Man, how y'all fellas doing, man?
Doing good, man. I'm glad we got to do our Rest in Peace episode, our tribute to Bray Wyatt. Shout out to him if you haven't got a chance to check it out. It's just scroll on down. You'll get to check it out on the previous episode, but it was good to put a bow on it, man. You know, we reflected on him, and now it's time to get back to WWE.
Yeah, man, rest in peace to Bray Wyatt. So, I'm just going to talk about the elephant in the room. This payback interview, I mean, not payback interview, but payback pay-per-view. I don't know about this right now, bro. I've been looking at
we got the match card. I don't know if that's, like, what I sent y'all. Was that
I think that's the legit match.
Because I Googled it, and it don't have the Waller versus Cody Rhodes.
I think that is a match. I thought I seen it earlier this week. So I'm just going to name some of them from what I'm seeing. I'm seeing L.A. Knight versus The Miz.
Yep.
Cody Rhodes versus Grayson Waller.
That's not on the match card, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's on the match card.
Yeah, bro. So when I seen it, I was just like, yo, that's kind of weird.
I only got five matches.
Yeah.
So, Rey Mysterio versus, what's his name?
Austin Theory.
Rhea versus,
Raquel.
We got Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus in the cage match.
Cool, Kurt?
It did.
Yeah, and then we got,
man, fell asleep. Seth Rollins, into the episode.
Man.
Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I cannot get that off.
Shinsuke.
Boy, man. Say that five times.
I mean, we could talk about that. I don't have nothing. I mean, they should have.
I think it's just top heavy, man. There's like, so you got a couple bangers. Seth Rollins, Shinsuke.
We already know that's going to happen.
That's a banger. I wouldn't say it's a banger, but Rhea Raquel has a little bit of build up to it.
I think it's going
to
be a good match.
Yeah. I don't want to say banger, though, because
I think it's going to be a good match.
That's about it.
I think the Rey Mysterio off the theater, I think that should have been a triple threat.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Escobar, he's
going
to
turn on him.
He's good to go, so.
He's going to turn on him.
I mean, LA Knight, The Miz, I'm so confused. Why?
Yeah, how do two people feud on different shows?
Yeah, I don't understand.
How's that work?
See, I thought about that earlier this week on LA Knight being on both shows right now. I was like, yo, so is this something new y'all try to do? Will y'all do this with, like, two wrestlers every?
I mean, it's good for him. They're basically saying he's the best thing that WWE has right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
You saw how he ended SmackDown.
And still has no belt.
So I hope that's, like, I mean, I hope it's like, oh, LA Knight wins this, and I don't know. He takes the mid spot on Raw, because
yeah, I mean, the pay per view is September 2nd. We're days away.
Yeah, next.
And this is the match card.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm watching it because we need this for our content. But it's like, dude, I really don't like. Y'all gonna have to show y'all ass this upcoming Saturday, because, dude, I'm not interested. I'm obviously, well, Seth Rollins, yes. Yeah, I'm Seth always Rollins. Interested.
We'll
in
probably
Seth
get Gunther, Chad Gable. I think something's gonna happen to where we'll probably get that.
I would like that, because after that previous win, I know Kurt probably.
I ain't gonna lie, that match was fire.
It was a good match. Yeah. Like, and I think we talked about that. Like, it's gonna be a good match, but it's not realistic.
Right.
But it's going to be a good match. Like, we all fans of Chad Gable, like, he's good.
I was kind of hoping to get Jimmy versus Jay, but it's too soon.
It's too soon.
Yeah, you got to build it up a little bit more.
I didn't even. I haven't even thought about the bloodline like for this pay per view. I just really.
Yeah.
I guess we're gonna stretch that out for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, that's all you can do at this point.
Well, I think they had to push everything back because of Bray Wyatt.
Because
I heard like Jimmy's supposed to have like a promo.
Yeah.
And it's like this, so they shut everything down or canceled everything. So, I mean, we don't know what could have happened.
I think, hell, we just going to have to trust WWE.
They'll figure it out. I mean, it's just obviously we all can agree at this point that they're still spinning the wheel since going back on Cody Rhodes not winning. I think that has changed.
You think they regret that a little bit?
I think they do. I think they do. 100%. Because they had him winning. And then they last minute changed their minds. So that was a decision that I think they're going to have to live with, because now you got to figure out what's next, man. Because now another pay-per-view, no Roman. You know, it's like,
what kind of sucks right now with this run, it's like, I forgot that he didn't beat every single body. That now you're going to have to really scramble up and think of something creative.
It's got to be Seth. Him and Seth.
You said him and Seth?
Yeah. Are you talking about Cody? They need to find Cody a new.
Well, it's just with the Roman thing. It's like, yeah. All right, you took that, you let Roman keep it.
Yeah.
So now he got to take some breaks.
It don't make sense because like why would you have Cody go through hell with Seth Rollins,
right?
And then come back and win the Royal Rumble,
right?
And then lose. Like, I don't.
And
understand.
Then gets in a meaningless feud with Brock
Lesnar.
With
WWE, you have to pull the plug on things, because you don't know injuries, and right. You know what I mean. So what if God forbid Roman get injured,
right? He did.
Yeah, like
in the last match.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. You know how usually they take the title off somebody. It's just like, okay, so what y'all like?
That's what I'm saying.
Does the rule apply for someone else? Mm-hmm. Like even like, I mean, this is gonna be a trash comparison, but using Chelsea Green's situation.
Yeah.
It's like now this done happened twice now.
Yeah.
Now you just can't take the titles off of her. Now like y'all had to give it to someone else. Now with Roman, it's just like, all right, so y'all gonna take this title away from her? You just gonna let this streak continue?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's
picking and choosing when that applies. Yeah. I mean, it's a pay-per-view I think would be lifted a little bit if there was a Roman match or a Uso match. I think it needs that. I think that's what is missing. But I do think there's a few matches on the card that I think will be bangers, and that'll make the pay-per-view worth watching. I think Shinsuke, Seth Rollins. I'll go ahead, since the pay-per-view's coming up. I know we ain't going to spend a whole lot of time on it, but I think Shinsuke's taking the belt from Seth. I think it's all laid out. He made the heel turn.
I'm nervous about it, but I'm like, he deserved his belt.
He does. He should have won it the first time.
It's the same as Finn Balor with this match. I don't care who wins. Like, I'm happy either way.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it's the same because everybody thinks he's going to win, but he's going
to
win.
No, it's just like I would be happy if Shinsuke wins, just like I would have been happy if Finn Balor won. So
True. Yeah, because Seth, win or lose, is the best. It don't matter.
That's why
it's time for him to put someone else over, I think, and give them their time. And I think Shinsuke or Finn Balor were the right picks.
That's why if Finn Balor or Shinsuke would have won, win, then it don't hurt Seth Rollins at all.
Yeah. Hmm. That match is gonna be crazy.
I mean, they all high level.
I even put it like this. If he lose right now, that could still set up a WrestleMania 40 with him and Roman.
Yeah.
I mean let's go with it.
Ooh.
I'm like, hell.
Roman never beat Seth.
I'm like, hell, let's just go give the world title to Cody then.
Yeah.
In the near future. I'm thinking we might need that Seth and Roman fight because that's the only thing that sound realistic to me at least. I mean, we could have someone like The Rock come in, but nah, bro, like it's WrestleMania 40. We still got this streak.
At this point, I still like Solo. I'm sticking with it.
I don't think they're gonna do Solo right at this point.
I don't think that's going to be his first title.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let that one slide. Hell,
it ain't. He won NXT.
We really thought Jimmy was going to get it.
Yeah, you had to switch it up real quick.
I don't think that's going to be his first title.
Okay.
They'd be the man.
Exactly.
Be his first title.
Exactly. What builds him up more? I'm telling you. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But I think Rollins Nakamura will be the best match. Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez is going to be a good one. I think Rhea walks out. Don't give a damn about Trish Becky. Just end it, please.
I do got something to say about that.
Why are they still fighting? One.
About the real one?
Yeah. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but I think I would be okay if she lost the title right now.
What? No.
And trying to gain it back.
Nah.
Because let's talk about this. Like, let's be fair about this run. She's been doing great promo-wise, but match-wise, we haven't got nothing from her.
Anybody.
Yeah, it's like, it's...
I feel
it's domination. It's showing that she is,
but she hasn't
that much
fought
better.
Anything.
Like she barely, like she,
like she hasn't fought nobody.
Yeah,
like
I dare
not even
agree.
On. I mean, she can.
I dare not want to agree.
Mixed
with
tag matches.
Said,
on NXT, like she
I mean,
hasn't
yeah.
fought anybody
no, because she's lifting up other superstars right now.
Well, like who?
On NXT. No. Well, him too, obviously. But Valkyria on NXT. Yeah. Like, now she is getting a big push.
But see, that would be cool. I would have been cool if they would have just had her fight Rhea at this pay-per-view. I mean, just because, they got to switch something up. Just because you're NXT doesn't mean you have to be on NXT. They can make exceptions. Like, okay,
right. I mean,
hey,
LA Knight's on both Raw and SmackDown.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so
oh,
when
this
does it
girl,
end?
This the girl that really been beefing with Rhea.
That's
like,
true.
Been attacking Rhea.
Raquel has too, though.
Yeah, Raquel
been.
I ain't gonna lie, the last time.
Yeah,
but
she
I'm
got
just
her.
Saying, they can do that. Just like, I mean, that's okay to have.
I think her reign is just getting started. I think that's why it seems it's going a little slow. I think that it's going to be one that we're going to have to pace ourselves because it's going to be a long one. I think they're going to be setting up her and Becky for WrestleMania next year. I think that's what's going to happen. What's wrong with that?
That's a
banger.
I understand, but I feel like it would have been so much better. It's just me. If Becky was still the man, like that character, then fighting Rhea, that'd been great. But now,
don't let this Trish feud let you forget.
No,
she is still the man.
Yeah, Becky. I mean,
don't let the Trish feud affect you.
I feel like it's weighing her down, though.
It is. It's weighing everyone involved down. At first, it was cool for Zoe Stark, but even after that, it's like. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely gonna be a good match, but that's in April. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's a long ways away, but I think that's what we're doing here. I think they're building it up. She's gonna be champion for a long time, and so that's why there's the slow build.
Yeah, but it's like for me, it's like okay, I'm thinking down the road. Okay, she beat Becky at WrestleMania. Then who?
She's not gonna beat Becky at WrestleMania. I think Becky will take the title from her at WrestleMania.
From Rhea?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a stretch.
How?
I don't see Becky winning it.
Becky don't need it. I love because Becky don't need it.
I could see. I'm not the biggest Becky fan, okay? Mm-hmm. But WWE and the universe, they love her, man. She is, in my opinion, the baby face.
Yeah, I like Becky too, but I'm saying like.
So, yeah, she could win.
But I'm saying like, okay, so where'd I put the Judgment Day?
I mean, a year from now, like we don't even know if they're going to be there.
That's
like
what I'm saying,
the way it's going, like Finn Balor, the way that whole storyline's going, I don't even know.
They're going to have a tag team match.
Think?
In the future. I think it's going to be Finn and JD versus Dominic
and
Damian.
Maybe Finn leaves and creates his own tag team with JD, and you still got the Judgment Day with Priest, Rhea, and Dom.
Man, we see what's going on with this senior money in the bank. That's what I'm kind of confused about. Like, when you going to cash this in, bro?
Yeah.
I'm sure that you said that. Senior.
Senior. That's what he want to be called.
Yeah, right.
Senior.
Right.
Senior.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. He going to hold on to that thing for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got all year to use it. So
yeah.
I don't even think right now. Nah, because he's not even like.
He don't even need it right now. I mean, they don't. I mean,
yeah, he's not even like teasing it anymore. Like, if he was going to do it, he was going to do it in the Finn-Seth match the last time. But now it's not. He's not even like teasing it, and right now it don't even really make sense.
Yeah, it don't make sense. So I mean,
right now.
I think for him Finn would have to leave.
Yeah.
Then before, once he leaves, then the focus is gonna be on Damian.
Yeah. Yeah.
And cashing in that money.
Yeah, because right now it's all about them two.
Yeah.
Trying to fight for who's ahead of the Judgment Day, I guess. This pay per view, I'm with you, Drew. I ain't that excited.
How do y'all feel? You know how WWE is weird, very weird. How would y'all feel? I don't know how I would feel about it, but, Finn Balor talking shit to Damian Priest. Oh, you think you the man? Oh, put that money in the bank on the line.
Ooh,
I think about that all the time. Like, and then Finn Balor wins it. Cash it in on Seth.
Ooh.
That'd be crazy.
Let's go.
I like it, but also I'd be pissed because I'm like that with every Money in the Bank. I'm like, man, if you won that Money in the Bank, come on, man, get him that title, man.
Give
it a chance.
I like that.
But also, Priest not doing.
I'm not saying he's doing a bad job, but I'm saying like that'd be a way for Finn Balor.
I like that a lot.
Priest be like, damn, okay.
I like that a lot. I do.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Be honest with you.
JD go help Finn Balor win that money in the
bank.
That'd be crazy.
All right, listen, I'll buy Kurt a shirt if that does happen this year.
Ooh.
This year.
That'd be crazy.
2023. If it's get 24, like, hey.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Yeah, bet off.
I'm not playing.
Be mad.
I like that.
He cashing it on New Year's Day.
On
11:59.
Right.
Oh, I'm about to beat it.
I like that, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah,
but I'll definitely like that.
I think they're, I mean, just going off of what Drew was talking about this pay-per-view, ain't a whole lot. But I will say, as we talking about the Judgment Day, though, like, obviously with the bloodline pretty much over, like, Are they the best faction?
That was a good story, man.
Are they the best faction?
Are they still? It's hard to say they not because they on everything. Mm-hmm. Raw, SmackDown, NXT. I mean, it's still kind of some kind of confusion. I feel like Finn Balor losing streak. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I feel like WWE telling us like, hey, we need them right now.
Mm-hmm. What they try to do with the Judgment Day, and I'm cool with it for mm-hmm. them being the best faction, but I still confused about Finn Balor. Like, why is he losing so much?
Yeah. I think they missed a big opportunity with the Judgment Day. They missed a big opportunity of all of them having a belt. I know, I'm going to say it again. They missed their opportunity from all of them having a belt. Now, Finn should have beat Seth. Yep. Priest should have cashed in Money in the Bank.
But if
he don't have to cash it in on the heavyweight title. They were literally saying that any championship.
Yeah.
Any championship.
They put emphasis on that too.
You're 100% right.
So it's like
NXT. Dom went back and got the NXT North American.
But then
Priest never won the NXT championship. Never.
I definitely
they all got belts.
No, I get what you're saying.
I mean, him taking it from Gunther don't make any sense. They're both heels. Austin Theory is a heel.
Well, he don't want to.
He could take it from Ray, I guess, but it's going to be.
I don't think he wants the United States champion again.
Nah.
That's money in the bank for a champion you never had. I don't think he would do it on a United States champion.
No.
I can't see him doing NXT because I feel like, man, that's kind
of. I was thinking about that too.
It's not going down. NXT now is bigger.
I was thinking about that too. But just like you said, they missed the opportunity with Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Now, if Finn Balor would have won,
yeah,
they're like, okay, Damian probably about to
then
catch
Damian him. Damian, he needs some hardware. He needs a belt too.
Yeah, so I mean.
And then they would have been, then you could have elevated them to like Evolution because they all got belts.
Yeah.
They all running the game. They all rerunning the women. You got Finn on top of Raw. You got Priest on top of NXT and Dom on top. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
So now it's like, I don't know where they going.
Yeah, or even JD. Go back to NXT. Add JD, have him go back and beat Melo. Mm. I mean, there's so many opportunities that I think are missing with them. So while I love the Judgment Day, I don't think they're the best faction. Yeah,
JD could be the North American champion.
Yeah.
And they all can, I mean.
But I don't think, it's because of the missed opportunity, I don't think they're the best faction.
No, you're 100% right.
I think Imperium is the best faction. I think they are so good, they don't even need the tag belts.
You're right.
Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci they don't even.
Giovanni Vinci, man, he's so slept on.
And Kaiser, I don't know if y'all have seen him in the ring lately.
They good.
Like, what is happening? I already knew Giovanni was good from watching him in NXT.
But
where did Kaiser come from?
Kaiser is good.
Way better than I thought he was.
He's good.
So that's why I've always been confused about it, because I've seen them in the ring. I'm like, oh, no, that wasn't a bad match. I used to say that about them. Like, they don't have any bad matches. But I was just like, yo, so why have you never really booked them up? But I'm never stressed about that either. It's just like, oh, okay. Everybody good right now. Like, you don't got to do nothing super big with them. They all
even
own.
That match I sent y'all with Undisputed Era and Imperium.
Yeah.
That match was solid. All of them was good.
Solid.
You know what I mean?
Kaiser was just somebody I kind of forgot about, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they're the best right now. I think Gunther leading them right now, the best Intercontinental Champion of all time.
I can see them not breaking them up.
The best champion right now.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
Do y'all agree that Imperium is the best faction right now? I think the Judgment Day. I understood what they. I just think they missed a big opportunity.
Make
them officially and solidify, not even close. The best faction, and because they missed that opportunity, I think there is a debate that Imperium is the best faction.
Imperium is the best faction because of Gunther.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
His title reign.
Because
of him, it's just the title reign.
Yeah, and he's still. I don't want to say they're all three the champion, but him being the champion that long lifts them even more.
If Finn Balor would have won that champion, then it would be Judgment Day.
It'll be Judgment Day.
But it's like, you can't have the leader have a loser streak. That's why I'm so confused.
Because, like, if he wins the title, like, Priest at the very least still has money in the bank. Yeah, so
that's technically that's enough. A title. You know what I mean? Like that's technically something. You know what I mean? And it's like you can't have the leader have a losing streak. Like what like faction this. You know in history?
The only person he's beat is Carmelo.
Bro, what faction you know in history that the leader
right.
is on losing. A losing streak?
Yeah. You can't.
Wasn't Triple H on one?
On what?
I might be wrong. I might be clueless.
In Evolution?
Yeah. Because at one point, didn't he lose the title? Everybody else still had their title?
But he was a champion.
Right.
Okay.
That was at the end when Orton and Batista already started winning their belts.
Yeah, okay. With the whole gold.
Orton won Intercontinental.
But he was a champion. Finn Balor, I mean.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm just trying to still figure out what they're trying to do with Finn Balor character right there. It's like, all right, y'all.
I think they are too.
Lose three times in a row on. Big events. I'm like, man, if I was him, I'd be pissed off right now. Like, bro, quit having me lose.
Yeah, I'm so confused with Finn Balor. What they doing with Finn Balor? I don't understand
too.
Like,
they are too.
I don't know what they trying to like.
So, Imperium, we all agree?
I hate to, but yeah, I mean, hell. LWO not doing nothing.
No.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Hurt Profit's not doing nothing.
They just started.
I mean, but yeah, but it's still like.
Wait to be out.
That's marinating. I think that's going to end up taking over eventually. It's marinating. You see it all across the board.
Tag team.
Montez, you see, loving that, by the way. I actually like Dawkins now. I like his new, I'm starting to like him. I already like Montez. He didn't have to do anything.
I think that they needed that for Dawkins.
I think so too, because he was like, I never liked him. I've never liked Dawkins. I've always liked Montez.
Yeah, I felt like Dawkins always had potential, but.
I think Dawkins was good. Montez just took over.
Montez was.
So it was kind of hard for you to. I mean, it was easy for you to forget Dawkins. Dawkins always been good.
Like, right.
Always
had right. Montez fan. Just been. He's always been more flashy with it.
Yeah. So it's like.
More memorable. Yeah. But now it's marinating. You see it in NXT too, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. You see it in marinate. I know y'all don't watch NXT, but it's marinating. You see Carmelo and Trick.
I think Trick going to go before Carmelo.
I think so too. But eventually they're going to all be together.
Yeah. Bianca going to be the NXT I love champion. It.
I'm telling you,
Bianca
that's
with the NXT champion.
I think she's gonna be the NXT Women's Champion.
Who?
Bianca.
For what?
What do you mean? Because she's gonna be in the Hurt Profit.
What is that?
Why would the NXT be? You don't think she could get the SmackDown back?
Not what's going on right now. The storylines right now is not like it's not over.
It's not over.
So that's why I said she. Okay. I mean, because NXT Women's is like, I mean, they good, but.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To make that, but right now the storyline with the women's in Raw and SmackDown, it's not over. Like it's not.
So are they heels? I can't tell because the crowd cheers for them. Because
the Street Profits.
But it's like
and then Bobby. Yeah,
I don't
heels.
Know if they're trying.
Well, you got to look at.
I think they heels because of what they did. They jumped Brawling Brutes. You know, Brawling Brutes is a face. So I mean,
I feel like they still got to do more damage. For us to be like, okay, to it's know officially that they're heels.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like we're so, still building these dudes
up. Trying to be heels.
You think
like,
so?
Yeah, because with the attitude of the Street Profits, them wearing suits and all that shit. Like
the crowd be going crazy. Hey, like, I don't know.
Because they good.
I think they might have to just make them babyface.
Ooh.
Because the crowd loves it too much. I think you just let it happen, let it marinate, and I think babyface is the move. Cause they're all likable.
They probably would have to make babyface just because of Judgment Day and Imperium.
Yeah,
because they, you know what I mean. They only got one babyface.
And LWO is not working.
Let me say this, I don't even know how long it's gonna be. I need to see them in a match against somebody at Survivor Series.
Ooh.
It need to be someone where you be like, okay, this is where the heels really come out.
Yeah,
in that where they got the two rings or whatever.
I also expect Melo and Trick to be caught up by then.
Yeah, they definitely
November. Are. Like Melo's ready, been ready. So
been
like,
ready. And Trick, oh my,
and Trick,
God,
bruh,
oh my.
Don't get me started. By the
I
way, he's,
watch this
by the way, he said he's gonna come on the podcast. So just giving y'all a heads up,
Trick
Williams gonna come on the
podcast.
He's
probably the most improved wrestler I've seen in a while.
Man, see no time. Now Dedra just dropping bombs on us right now. But I'll wait till after we done.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Crazy.
But yeah, he will be a guest.
Like, what
the big like?
Who training this dude?
I don't know.
The Rock.
I don't know. I don't know.
Said The Rock.
So, biggest improvement of a superstar I've ever seen in this quick.
Like, who's training him? Like, come on now. Who's training this dude?
I gotta watch these
that's
highlights.
That's a question to ask him.
Like, who's training you? Because,
like,
idea. How did you get this good up
I
so
just
fast?
Seen him at the house show in Florida.
Bro.
Right? A couple months ago. He was still.
At the beginning of the year, he wasn't like this.
No. But this is my point, though. This was just a couple months ago on vacation. This is in May. That's only 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Whoop that trick.
And he was still like, kind of learning, you know. And what you know, in the hell?
Sometimes it just takes that one moment and everything.
Like, I think they just told him to relax. Because you can tell his promos how he just like just being himself, like just, it was lingo and all that stuff. I think he just told him to relax.
On the mic, he's more ready to mellow.
Yeah, like, hey, just relax.
Like, on the mic, nobody's more ready for the main roster on NXT than he is. On the mic. And now he's putting it together in the ring.
That trick and Ilya, oh my.
It was almost better than him and Melo.
Ilya, can we talk about?
Ilya's ready.
Can y'all start sending me? Can y'all start sending me these matches, man? Because I feel like I'm missing out right now.
Wait, you haven't seen Trick and Ilya?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh my!
This is our problem with me. And
like he's so good.
Oh.
He needs to be called up now.
Oh yeah. Oh for sure.
Like now.
There's the reports.
Dragunov.
Imperium. That's what I've read.
Ooh.
Now, if he joins, it's over, bro. If he joins Imperium, it is over.
No, he beat Gunther for the UK.
Yeah, but that don't mean.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, Gunther was fat back then. That wasn't the Gunther we got now.
Yeah, those are.
He can still slap the hell out somebody, though.
So we Dragunov. But the street, what are we calling them? The Hurt Prophets.
Yeah, Hurt Prophets.
They're going to eventually be the best faction, but I think. I think Imperium is so hyped right now.
When we have it like officially all together, I think we're going to be really hyped.
Yeah, how they come together, how they're like, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because we already know the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley already.
So you bothered me, though. So before we even got into this, who'd you say was the best champion? So, like, it made me want to, like, talk about the champions. Like, who's our favorite? Who'd you say?
Who the best champion right now?
Yeah.
It's obvious. Gunther.
He's the best champion.
Yes, the best champion right now.
Over Roman?
Yes.
Over Seth Rollins.
Yes. Seth Rollins only had it for 85 days. I mean,
he had it so long.
Just because Seth Rollins is the best wrestler doesn't mean he's the best champion. Because Seth Rollins don't need the champion. That's why Gunther is the because Drew. Seth Rollins don't need the champion.
You good, Drew?
No, man. Because like, bro, come on, man. Seth Rollins is the.
Best wrestler doesn't mean he's the best champion. Because Seth Rollins don't need the champion.
Man, whatever.
If it wasn't for this Intercontinental Champion, y'all wouldn't even pay attention to Gunther.
I wish we were on video, man.
But we was already saying Seth Rollins was the best best wrestler. And Roman, no.
Boy, can I give out my five?
Roman, just because, yes, he had Sami Zayn, had the Usos. I mean.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell my five, bro. Because I know Kurt probably going to be pissed off when I say it, too. So, I'm going from five to one. My top champions. Number five, Dominic Mysterio. Number four, Io Sky.
Ooh.
Number three, Carmelo Hayes. Number two. Gunther. Number one, Seth freaking Rollins. I just feel like Seth Rollins, I mean, compared to Roman right now, a champion that's coming on the shows and actually wrestling that night, I mean, Gunther, he's doing the same thing, but I just like, hey, this Intercontinental title is just, and then the promos with it, I mean, cool. I wish he would talk a little bit more, but we're not going to get back to that again.
I'm still laughing at Drew's face when you...
Man,
he looks so annoyed.
I knew he was gonna say Gunther before we even got here. I was like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, because Seth don't need a champion to be the best wrestler. He already the best wrestler in the world. He don't need a champion.
But the thing is, the best champion right now. Seth is the champion. It don't matter about the best champion out here.
The best champion is Gunther.
Man, all right, so Gunther versus Seth.
Exactly.
Right. Gunther?
Oh my goodness. All right.
Yeah, so this has been the podcast.
So Seth Rollins got a bad back.
They mess with Gunther right now? All right, so say your rankings one more time and then let Kurt go.
All right.
We doing five? I thought we doing three.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that was my, I mean, we were supposed to do three, so really my three is Carmelo Hayes, Gunther, and Seth Rollins.
Okay. Gunther.
Yeah, that's what I'll be at.
My top three champions right now. Gunther number one.
Never figured.
You know what I mean? Gunther is number one.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, bro, we heard you.
Number two, Gunther. No, I was playing. Number two is Melo.
Okay.
Number three is Seth Rollins.
Okay.
I'm going to put number four out there, EO Sky.
Okay.
So I'm going to do top four.
We the same,
man. I was going to say, it's almost the same.
You know, I mean, ain't nobody about to say Piper. I mean, it's going to be the same. But nobody going to say Piper.
It ain't the same, because you know who my number one is. Right. I don't give a damn what y'all say. She's still mommy. She's still the leader of the division. Ain't nobody beating her. She's going to hold this title forever. Rhea Bloody Ripley is number one.
She don't have a match during the ring?
Number one. I don't give a damn. She don't need one, because they all fucking scared of her. That's why.
She's going to lose at WrestleMania. So she ain't gonna hold it forever.
I mean, that's a long ways away. That's a long way away. She's already had it a long time. She's already had it for 5 months.
I mean, how many championship reigns? What?
And it ain't just about length. She's just getting started. I got Rhea number one.
Okay.
Number two, Carmelo Hayes. Mm-hmm. Number three, Seth Rollins. Then number four, I got Gunther. Mm. Number five, Tiffany Stratton. Number five.
NXT, okay.
Absolutely. You need to watch a little bit more NXT. You might.
I ain't going to lie. Let's be honest. I fell off once they got rid of Mandy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you did start.
I really did start falling. I was like, that was kind of like, yeah, I really was. I was in love with what they did with her character compared to what they was doing with her when she was on the main roster.
That's what they try to do with Tiffany now.
Yeah,
they're trying to build her up.
They try to make her Mandy Rose.
She in the ring, she is ready.
I like her skill set.
The mic, bro, she's still. I can't do it.
What happened to old girl?
NXT? Which one?
She was like a surfer chick.
Oh, Sol Ruka, she got hurt.
Oh, she did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, in nice a match too. With Tiffany, I think.
Oh, yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, she's going to be nice. Yeah, she's just getting started, nice, too. They're missing her. They're missing Nikita. Like, they still.
Y'all got that when I sent y'all?
Which one?
Nikita. She was on Real Chance of Love. I think you told me that already.
Wait, what?
Remember that old show?
Real Chance of Love with Flavor Flav.
No.
Chance.
Remember Chance and Real?
She was on there?
Yeah, I just sent y'all. I sent y'all the little thing earlier.
I was asleep from work.
Let me see.
Man. What?
Yeah, she was on there.
Oh, you sent it right before we started recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Like 4:20. Yeah, I ain't got to see that yet. Yeah, you know, it took me like 40 minutes to get here, so I was already.
She went to WWE, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was on there. Didn't know that. Was she like 16? Because she young.
So what they gonna do her character like Real Chance at Champions or what
they do with it? So a fun discussion I wanted to have with y'all before we get out of here. Three men and women, future main eventers. So ones that have not main evented yet. This man, Gunther.
Yeah, I really feel like Gunther coming.
He hasn't main evented yet.
Gunther and company. Man.
But I did this because got an article coming out on it, by the way. Check it out, dailyddt.com. I like to look in the future, right? And obviously, right now, we talk about all these superstars, but I like to know who's up next. Part of the reason why I like NXT, that's why it's my favorite show. I like to know who's up next. I like to see the development. So I'll let y'all go. I already got my three men and women. Kurt all looks right. Ready.
I'm gonna go first. I'm going to start with the women because the men are prior.
God.
The women, right? I got my top three future women main eventers. Zoe Starks.
Ooh.
Tiffany Stratton.
Ooh.
Core Jade.
Ooh, all heels too.
And for my men, Mello.
Okay.
Is one. Dragunov is another. You already know. Gunther,
this man really mentioned Gunther. I thought he was actually gonna leave him off this list because he's already.
Nope.
I mean,
he on every list.
I bet.
he on every list.
Y'all about to fight this episode? Y'all cool over there? Y'all sitting next to each other? Y'all know?
Best heel, best champion.
Yeah, my goodness.
No, go ahead.
I mean, I really just got the men, and that's barely. That list is barely. The best I think.
You mention Montez.
So I'm gonna get I'm gonna let Kurt have this moment, man. So we're gonna say Gunther, obviously. Number two, I was thinking about, I don't know why, but I see Grayson Waller, not like right now. I'm not even talking about in a year or so. I'm just talking like, yeah, like we said, near future.
Interesting.
Like if he can keep up and just like one, get himself back healthy, and then also just keep on working. Well, working at his craft, I can see him in the near future, like just pulling up. And then the GOAT, Montez. Baby.
Wait, you for real got Montez?
No, I just wanted to piss
you off. Oh, I was about to say, you for real got Montez?
It's LA Knight, man. It's LA Knight, man. I got to put
it. Ooh. Kurt, you forgot LA Knight?
I can't leave LA Knight out.
Kurt, you good?
Yeah, it's only three, man. It's only three.
You put Gunther instead of LA Knight? Gunther's already damn near there.
But he's not there.
But, I mean, damn near close enough. He was the last two in the Royal Rumble.
He's not there.
He's been champion for like 3 years.
He's not there.
Yeah, 3 years. Intercontinental champion.
Okay.
Breaking records.
Yeah, I guess.
Montez having Terry Funk hardcore match.
All right. All right, then. I want to start.
I'm going to tackle Kurt Hall at this point. See, he hit that Montez button right there.
All right. My goodness.
You having a Terry Funk match.
So, obviously, y'all know me. I'm going to be NXT heavy.
Hold on, Dedrick. I'm pissed off at it. I can't stand that joke right now. That was a good one. I know
he's at least Terry Funk.
Yeah, rest in peace, Terry Funk. Oh, I'm going to get you for that. Wait till the next episode.
I got not Gunther.
Okay.
I feel like I wanted to include him, but I feel like he's close enough to where, and we already like know what's going to happen. Like,
what's going to happen?
Yeah, he's a main eventer.
Okay, go to your list.
So I got Melo, obviously. I think we all have Melo, right?
Hey, I'm sorry.
I might as well have Melo left.
His entrance.
Cold.
Man, the cold. Jersey on the Raptors.
Cold.
Oh,
cold.
My God, that's so hard. Cold.
And he be having the T-shirts.
Bro, that's
cold.
So hard.
He's ready. He's ready. I'm still adapting to him without Trick because I've got so accustomed to seeing him with Trick and Trick talking for him. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a growth period for him, too. But I still got Melo number one. Bron Breakker, number two. I think we got Goldberg 2.0 on the way. I like him much better.
I think he'll be better than Goldberg. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I just mean like moves. Yeah, I mean like move sets, though.
Yeah,
like the same. But I like him way better as a heel.
Oh, yeah.
It is perfect. Bron Breakker, number two.
I'm kind of happy they kind of got off, excuse me, language, but I'm happy they got off his ass now. Like, they were really on him.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah. They actually got him in feuds. He's doing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he don't need the belt. I got Bron Breakker number two. Three, I got LA Knight as well at number three, future main eventer. So women was a lot more hard for me just because the women's division is so thin that a lot of them are already main eventing because they kind of have to, like by default.
Like, but I had to put, what's her name, in the LW? I can't think of her name.
Zelina Vega?
Zelina Vega. That's Kurt girl.
Like, I thought... I wanted to put her on that women's list, but like you said, it was just like, that she ain't no main eventer right now.
Nah, I mean, and in terms of main eventer, like we're talking like
for the women's, how like what main?
Yeah, because they're not so like. Because the only thing you could possibly do is like Royal Rumble, because like they're not really gonna main event. It's always I hate to say it,
main event that women's slot,
but when event main event women's slot,
right?
Yeah. So she wouldn't count anyway.
At the
she faced Rhea thing. At a.
Yeah, but I still didn't consider that.
That's what I'm saying. The women was hard. Like
I couldn't consider that one like her main event because I felt like that was she was in her home.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, hey, we want you to do this. So I didn't really count that, to be honest. Yeah.
So my number one, she's really grown on me these last couple of weeks. Not longer than that. Pretty much since her feud with Cora Jade, Valkyria. I think she is on her way to being the shit. She's gotten even better with this feud with Rhea. She's holding her own with the top. I mean, a legitimate feud, like for real, with Rhea that actually feels like a feud. You can't even say the same for Trish and Becky right now. So, like, I got Valkyria number one. I think she's up next. And she's a baby face. I think WWE needs that right now. I got her number one. I got Tiffany Stratton number two. I think there's still some growth there on the mic, but in the ring, she is top. Okay. Number three, I think, you know, I was hoping it'd be a little bit better. I was excited at first when she aligned with Trish Stratus. I thought it was going to be big. I thought it was going to be bigger than it is. But I don't think they've executed as well as they should have with Zoe. Because Zoe is in the ring. She's one of the top on the mic. She's still getting better. But I think Zoe can still make it. But I got her. I would normally have her number one. I probably should have if they executed this right.
That rivalry is going for too long.
Yeah. And we still got to deal with it.
And it's like,
that rivalry should have been over one. It should have been over a couple months ago. But really, it should have been over last month.
And it's like, people so tired of this rivalry. It's like, okay, now they're getting tired of Zoe Starks, too. So I think this is going to mess her up if they keep on going.
It's starting to make me dislike Trish Stratus as well. That just me being honest.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I'm just like, bro, what's the point? Like, we loved you when you was doing your little comeback, but now you consider your main roster.
It was cool seeing her every now and then. Like, okay, Trish coming up, you know what I mean? And I gave her props for being in the Money in the Bank match because she's so, you know what I mean, she's older. Mm-hmm. But stop.
I don't get what the storyline is.
Like, you spent all this time away and you haven't wrestled better. But.
You right?
Yeah.
No, he's 100% right.
And I don't know what the end game for this rivalry. Like,
yeah.
It needs to end.
It does.
Yeah.
I wanted to have Cora Jade on mine. I think she's still too far away compared to these other women.
Yeah.
I see it too. I do. But I still need to see a little bit more. Like, she ain't even won a belt yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess tag. She won the tag belts with Roxanne. Does that really count? I think there's still a lot missing and a lot of work that needs left to be done with her. Kind of the same thing that Tiffany said when she didn't get called up. She said, I still got work to do, and then won the women's championship. I think there's still some work to do.
I'm really disappointed that they had never done anything after Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought they would have built them two girls up after the Mandy Rose departure. Yeah. It seemed like they're not doing nothing with them.
They should have kept them as a tag team.
They were probably the best tag team in wrestling.
In wrestling, yes.
I would love
it. And they broke them up.
For what? Like, y'all know y'all had a women's tag team division on Raw?
I thought they would have been main roster.
No, instead they'd rather force together Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
Yeah, like, y'all had. That's
and
what
now
I'm saying.
Piper
like,
Niven, like, all right.
Weird. Like, the real tag teams that they had for women, like, they broke all of them up.
Yeah.
Even the Iconics, that's the one I hated that they broke. I was like, yo, they worked perfectly with each other. You shouldn't have made them one.
You know who else I wanted to include on my list? I think Kurt might like this more than you because I think he's seen more of her than you. Mm-hmm. Alba Fire.
Yeah. Alba Fire.
Nice. She's, to me, the female Ilya. She just...
She have good matches.
She does. Matches. But, again, that's why she has Isla Dawn for the mic. Mm-hmm. Because Alba on the mic, she got some work to do. But I think if she goes solo, hopefully she learns now she's on the main roster. But Alba Fire is another one. But yeah, the future's bright. Too. The future's bright. All those superstars, I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. But, you know, as we look ahead, we all had Melo. So I think everybody has Melo on their list. I think so when do they call him up, y'all? Before we jump out of here, when do they call Melo up? When's the right time? Does he lose the title soon?
If we all want Melo to fight Trick for the championship,
I think that's coming. Did you see that?
But it gotta be something big.
Stand and deliver. But I mean, damn, no, that's next year though.
Royal Rumble weekend. Do they have something to Royal Rumble weekend? You'll know more about the pay per view timeline than I do. It got to be something big.
What's the
WrestleMania weekend? It got to be something big.
What's the one I just said a couple minutes ago? It's like the Survivor Series. I forget what they're Fallout or
War Games? So you think ends with them facing each other?
Think about it. War
but
games.
But one of them's still gonna have the belt afterwards.
But you know how NXT you do it. Like, heck. Like, all right, you can have this for about a month.
I'm tired of that. They need to find something new.
We might as well. Or, have him go in there with the belt.
If they're going to do that, I think Trick should beat Melo. And Trick stay by himself for a minute.
That's what I was going with.
Okay.
A month, my bad.
Yeah.
So I got to go there before the next WrestleMania.
Yeah, I give it the end of the year.
Yeah, the problem, and I think this is the problem that they're facing, and this is why they haven't been called up yet. When they take Melo and Trick off.
Who?
it's a huge drop off. And imagine, because Ilya's up
and
next too.
We ain't talking about match wise, personality.
Personality and personnel.
Who is.
Because Ilya's next too. You know, Bron is right there.
But not a personality like, you know, Melo and it's like, and Trick, like.
Once those are the big three right now, I think Melo, Ilya, I mean, well, put Trick with Melo. I think they're the same.
It's just like with sports. Hey, if someone's out, hey,
next man up. I mean,
who? Yeah. We don't know, but hey, someone's gonna have to step
and
up.
And Melo, you know what I mean? When he had to step up too, when Adam Cole was there and everything, and he boom. Yeah. So but when Melo gone, who?
But right now, it makes like I have no idea. I mean, Wesley is probably gonna be gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
So like,
is nobody really? I can think of the top of my head and be like, okay.
I think Wes Lee might go before. I think his last, I think his days in NXT are number two. I think his last shot
Wes
was with
Lee,
Melo.
Ricochet tag team champions.
Ooh, all right now, all right. Future, ooh. Looking ahead, looking ahead.
Cause I like Wes Lee. I was so
I do too.
I missed over Wes Lee.
I do too, man. When I especially he, like, bro, meeting him in person was just took it to
think
another
he
level.
Was gonna be good without. I mean, I liked the tag team, MSK or whatever.
Yeah,
I liked it them. You know what I mean? I didn't think.
Yeah, I didn't think he could do it by himself.
I didn't think he could do it by.
And
I thought he was like
he's fired.
Probably the best North get, American champion.
That's
NXT.
Our goal, for, man. We need to set aside. I'm off Tuesdays. He's not off Tuesdays though. Drew, you not off Tuesday nights?
No, I haven't set it up for me to be off on Tuesdays. I'm telling my whole personal business. Hold on.
I mean, ain't nobody. I mean, I'm off Tuesday nights.
To watch NXT.
We gotta get him because I think NXT. If he like starts watching it,
NXT
I think he'd get into
good,
it.
Man.
Start recording it. You got.
I don't know. I'm lazy.
Is
I'm
good,
lazy.
Man.
I,
fire.
NXT is good.
Or watch it the next day on Hulu.
Definitely. If you see things like Dragon Off and Wesley.
They got
like,
the best product right now, man. WWE is on the main roster. They're missing right now. They're tracking their feet on the Bloodline story. They're tracking their feet on Cody Rhodes. They're spinning the wheel on Seth.
Honestly, I think they messed themselves up since the start. I mean, since the day after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've had a
There's one thing I don't like about NXT. And that's it. What's his name? Damn. I had it in my head.
Von Wagner?
Oh, my God. I can't stand him.
Wait, who you say?
Von Wagner.
Yeah, I never.
It's even annoying the way you say it. It makes him annoying.
Bro, I don't see what
he's
they
a big
see
dude.
In him.
He's a big. That's it.
A big body.
He's not like.
He's big. He like, has no personality.
Nothing at
nothing.
All.
Nothing.
Like, he's not good. Like,
he reminds me of Snitsky. Remember
and
him?
That one, yeah, Snitsky.
Why?
It's not my fault.
I hated him. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, bro, get him.
He's the same. It's the same thing.
Yeah, he's not good.
Big, no personality.
He's just not. He's not good.
Mm-mm.
Like.
But other than that, NXT got the best product, I think, in my opinion, in all of wrestling.
Wrestling? Yeah. Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just think, like I said, they're missing people, especially the women's division. They don't have
they missing a lot
two
of women.
Top five superstars on their roster.
Yeah,
so, like,
they're missing a lot of women.
I think as we look into the future, a lot of people are going to be called up, and we're going to be looking at who's up next.
We need to get Andrew NXT.
That's the goal.
Actually, I got an idea.
And we need to start watching AEW.
Yeah. So I got a new idea. This ain't going to start till next Tuesday, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Till next Tuesday when I make this. So every time I don't watch NXT,
mm-hmm.
throw both of y'all five.
Okay.
And pretty much it's going to be like, yo, Drew, you watch this? Like, mm-hmm. And I'll tell y'all what I done seen. Is that cool?
You're going to look up the results.
You completely right, but
you gotta look up the results.
I'm gonna actually watch the matches. I'm gonna watch the matches I think might be interesting. If the match start off boring, I'm gonna watch this shit.
I don't even know
how we could prove it. How could we prove that he actually watched it? Because he could just take a picture and then turn it back off.
Real
so
weak,
it,
man.
It can't be a picture
bro,
either.
But we can.
It's the part of the conversation. It's not like I can't fake. No, I can't fake.
I mean,
the
I don't
story.
Watch NXT like that either. I just
you can fake a conversation by looking at spoilers.
I'll get into it. I promise. Pinky swear. Scouts honored.
This man, Pinky swear.
Of course, they got some. I mean, just like any other Raw, SmackDown. Of course, they got some boring shit in there.
Yeah,
but majority of the time, it's good promo.
I've said before, it's if you are a person that is excited, and well, not even excited, if you understand what the show is about, then you will like it. And the show is about developing talent. That's what NXT is. Yep. Plain and simple. It's the G League.
Okay, so
it's like minor leagues.
It was hard for me to watch because I knew what it was, and then over the years it got bigger, and I just never grasped to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely watched Stand and Deliver. I don't know why I love watching that pay per view now.
Yeah,
but the last 2-3 years they put on the show. What's up, Kurt? Oh man, do you want to mention AEW real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, throw that in.
Yeah, so Daddy Ass and Company done won the trio championship. Man, I'm pissed off because Kurt told me that.
And don't get us wrong, AEW has some good wrestlers, good talent.
I got to watch a lot of the pay-per-view.
They have great matches.
Yeah.
But they just be just forcing things.
It's too gimmicky.
Yeah, don't force nothing. They be trying so hard. That's how WCW failed.
Yeah.
Y'all be trying so hard to beat WWE.
I'm glad Saraya won the belt, though. Yeah, I am glad.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't get hurt before.
We don't know the results.
Ouch.
Kurt. We don't know the results of MJF and Adam Cole, but I definitely wanted to see that match, especially the entrance.
Yeah, MJF.
I don't know if y'all see MJF entrance, but that was dope. Yeah,
I like MJF. I don't think Dedrick a fan of him like that.
He cool.
But I like MJF.
Yeah, I do.
He cool.
I like.
To me, he is all Mike.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not that impressed with him in the ring. There's a lot more people in AEW that I'm more impressed with than MJF. He's cool. I mean, he is what he is. I mean,
I think he deserved that championship.
Oh, for sure.
He's the reason people are still like watching it. At least what's the main event of it? We'll still watch.
I think he thinks that he's Roman Reigns, and it's like, bro, you're closer to the Miz.
I'm kind of hoping they just don't give. Damn, like, you slid that one in there.
I'm just being real.
I'm just not a fan.
Great on the mic, mediocre in the ring.
I think they just need to start pushing. They started to at the beginning start pushing the younger talent.
Yeah,
because now everybody know I love Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I'm done watching his matches.
CM Punk.
Done.
Time. Done. I mean,
Hardy's done.
So Hardy's no, not even a Hardy.
Christian done.
No, yeah. Like Jeff done.
No, they both. Matt's been done even longer.
Matt trash.
Matt's always been trash.
Always been trash.
Like I've never been.
Sting.
Ain't nobody.
I'd rather see him than Goldberg, but
yeah, he got to go too. Yeah,
you know what I mean, like just start like.
But while we saying this though, Edge. In AEW.
Oh my God, that's not true.
All right.
No, I can't. All right.
I wouldn't mind seeing Edge and Christian having one more match.
One more.
Because they better than the Hardys, like right now. Yeah, so I'd rather see them than the Hardys or the Dudley Boys. So I would like to see them have one more tag team match, but you know it's probably going to be against the Hardy.
God.
But it can't be. It got to be somebody. It got to be somebody younger. Young Bucks, yeah. FTR.
Yeah.
Definitely got to be FTR.
Damn, I was about to argue that, but you're right. FTR or the other.
I watched them for the first time at the pay-per-view. Fire. Watched them for the first time.
Retarded for getting rid of them?
I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, one of very many dumb decisions that man made.
FTR always been good.
FTR is one of the best tag teams. From what I've seen in that pay-per-view, one of the best tag teams in the world.
Yeah.
Toughest dudes out there as well.
I mean, to be honest, I think they're the second best tag team in the world.
Yeah.
Well, they probably number one because Usos, no more, so.
True.
I mean. On some real shit, like.
You ain't gonna sit here and tell me Sammy and Kevin's better.
I think FTR.
I'm still trying to rank, we just said their name.
FTR? Yeah.
No, FTR, though.
Young Bucks?
Yeah.
Young Bucks cool.
Young Bucks pretty good, too. Cool.
Like, Young Bucks cool.
They've
done a lot of corny stuff in the last few months as well. That's
but they're still. Tag teams just aren't what they used to be, so they gotta be at least top five. They're top five.
And that's what I always say about AEW. I like their women division. I love their tag team division.
They don't they're worse than WWE, though, at highlighting their women's division. It's even worse.
Yeah.
I never thought it could get any worse. It's worse.
Even with that woman, Jade, I think they really highlight her reign like they should. I mean, they did, but.
Yeah. It should have been a bigger deal.
It should have been a bigger championship. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Definitely
it
should have been a championship. Deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It should have been that TBS.
Just TBS, yeah.
I don't like the TBS and even the.
I was so confused at first trying to learn, because I thought it was a woman's belt when I first, like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
that's
I agree.
That's what I'm saying, to be trying so hard to be better.
But we will. I like Kurt's thing, though, to end the podcast. We got to get Drew watching NXT more, and we're going to start watching AEW, watch AEW and Impact.
I gotcha.
And Impact.
I'm going to watch AEW.
Yeah, bro. Like, now you're stretching it,
Impact.
Man. With the Impact. Like,
Impact.
There's no, like, who's the Impact?
Mickie James.
I'd love her, but still.
Look,
Victoria.
I'm not well, about to. Name somebody that's, I can, like, some actually, up and coming. Like, I'm not about to watch him. I'm not about to watch Impact for Victoria and Mickie James. Like, they in their 60s.
I mean.
They in their what?
They 60s.
60s.
I'm not about to watch.
They're barely in their 40s.
I'm not about to watch them. They not. I mean, if that's the best thing Impact got.
And they still got the Motor City Machine Guns.
What's
and they got Trinity. They got Uso.
Yeah,
Uso's
the global
wife,
homie?
Naomi.
I like.
Yeah,
you know
you like.
Come on, you feel the glow.
Yeah, hell yeah, I feel that shit.
Just
man, so
you gotta look up the roster
that
they got.
Oh, see, you looking up the roster? Oh, see, you know the world champion is. I mean, I don't.
Oh yeah, dude, it's the dude Alex Shelley. From Motor City Machine Guns. He's by himself right now.
Are you the world champion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like Alex Shelley.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think I've been off
And Trinity's the women's champ.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. She did what got.
Sasha Banks was at the AEW thing.
Seen that too.
Oh, dang. Whatever. Yeah.
Impact AEW, WWE. That'll be our focus. All right.
Yeah. AEW.
One thing I will say before I jump out of here, before I'm done, AEW and Impact both need to make it easier to access their pay per views.
Definitely.
Yeah, because what was it, $50?
They need a network.
They need, but now maybe they could get, since they, I mean.
Possibly, but they need.
Ring of Honor.
Like, it's too.
New Japan.
You need $50 in Bleacher Report or somebody to send you a link to get AEW.
Well, now it
what do you think
like,
of Will Ospreay?
He's okay. I mean, the only match I've got to see of him was his match with Jericho. So, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the only one I got to see. And Jericho is so done. So, like,
yeah, that didn't
it's
help.
Hard
that
to
didn't
even.
Help his case. Will Ospreay?
Yeah.
He's one of the best wrestlers.
Oh,
in the world.
I know. People been hyping him. He's supposed to go to WWE, but they dropped the ball once again.
Like, he is good.
Tell me NXT couldn't use him right now. Is they about to call up Carmelo, Braun, and Ilya?
His contract about to be up.
Wait.
Will Ospreay. That's what he said in the promo with.
Oh, he going to NXT.
That's what he said in the promo with Jericho.
He going to NXT.
He said his contract up.
He going to NXT.
He about to beat Jericho. He beat Kenny Omega.
He going to NXT.
Perfect, because my contract is up.
Yep.
And he's like, somebody going to give me shitload of money.
That's it. There it is.
If he go to WWE.
NXT. They need him. They need him bad. Make him champ right away. Don't even waste any time. Don't even do what you're doing with Dragon League.
Him and his whole team.
Yeah. Agreed.
The Aussie Open or whatever, they all need to.
They all can go. They're going to need him. They're going to need him.
They can debut just like how Undisputed Era debuted.
Yep.
And they attacked Drew McIntyre. Remember that?
There it is.
NXT is so cold. I mean, it's still cold.
Hey,
NXT is so good, man.
All
right. It was times like I was like, man, I don't even watch WWE pay per view, man. NXT come on the night before. It was like NXT pay per view used to be good.
Man, I never got like that yet. Yeah. Except with Standard Delivery, but that's different.
I'm talking about back like when they had Adam Cole and Tommaso Ciampa and Asuka and.
I would say I'm mad I missed those times. I missed that.
To me, it's the same thing. I mean, we're going to be saying the same thing about those people that are on there now, 5 years from now, like Tiffany Stratt. We're going to be saying the same stuff. Hmm. They just haven't made it there yet. So,
yeah, and a couple
like
Mello.
We're going to be. Like, that was the whole point of the episode, too, was to look ahead because, like I said, like those are the people, like we talk about Asuka and Bianca, people that came through NXT. We're going to say the same thing. Tiffany Stratton, Valkyria, I think Mello, probably Bron Breakker, Ilya.
Let's have a whole episode one day.
Okay.
Strictly NXT.
I could do that in my sleep.
Bring a coffee that day.
Strictly NXT. We can talk about the future. Oh, who you want the main?
Drew going to be like, I can't make it.
Yeah, bring me a coffee that day, man. I'm real locked in.
We're
going
to give it time just so you can watch episodes and pay-per-views and stuff like that. We're going to give it time, but I do want a whole. Because I do like talking about the future. You know what I mean? So I think we should have a whole episode about NXT one day.
Okay. I'm with it. I'm going to have to bring somebody in. Like, hey, man, I need you to answer a couple of these questions for me.
I think that'd be good for the our content and everything, because, you know, it's people out there like Dedrick who watch NXT more than the main roster. You know, because right now the main roster is getting kind of boring and repetitive. You know, I'm tired of seeing Judgment Day and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. Not individually, but fighting each other. Yeah. Six-man tag matches.
Austin,
I'm tired of that.
Just walking around.
Yeah, I'm tired of that. Like,
Beth, Becky, Trish, and Trish, Zoe.
Same thing every week.
Imperium and...
Jeez.
Yeah.
What's their name again?
Dipset. I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
Chad Gable and Otis and stuff.
And
what's their name again?
Alpha Academy. Yeah.
Boy, we ain't right.
Yeah, I mean, everything's just repetitive. I mean, it's like, okay, damn, they fighting them again?
Bronson Reed versus Champlin or Shinsuke. Yeah.
I like Bronson Reed.
But, man, anything else, fellas? Oh, my God.
I know he's been waiting, so.
He slid that in the last minute.
You're going here.
No, he slid that in the last minute. But, man, definitely appreciate y'all listening, man. This is the Rest of All the Podcast. Make sure to tune in to us on all social platforms. Make sure to listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music. Hey, we on iHeart, ain't we?
Yep, iHeart. Everywhere podcasts are available. Yep. Just go ahead. Make us one of your favorites. Subscribe. Leave us a review. Scroll on down. Write a review. Let us know what you're thinking, what you like, what you don't like. Spread the word.
Yep, and then also make sure to follow us on Instagram. Make sure to definitely follow us on TikTok. I'm having fun with TikTok right now. But
the man.
Yeah, no, you the man, Mr. 1,000 views. I forgot to tell you that earlier, Kurt. One of his videos finally got hit 1,000.
Yeah.
slowly but surely, baby.
I got 200 and shit.
Yeah, I got 3, man. I'm all whack. But definitely appreciate everyone listening. Also, make sure to go to MVP Lanes Bowling. Can't give out too much information on that one, but definitely go to MVP Lanes.
Mr. Thousand.
All right, man. Mr. Thousand. All right, man. But appreciate y'all listening to the podcast, and we will get with y'all later.